starting role?
You know, I think I'm obviously very fortunate, obviously, after the past couple of weeks. You know, I was forced to learn a hard lesson. You know, I had to learn it the hard way, and, you know, I'm lucky to be back in the position that I'm in and being a starter again. So I'm definitely not taking it lightly, that's for sure.
What did you learn?
You know, obviously, there's a way to conduct yourself that 31 other guys in the league do each and every week. You know, you have to follow that example and, you know, realize that this is a, you know, this is a very prestigious situation that I'm in, being a starting quarterback in the NFL. So, you know, I have to take pride in that and, you know, act accordingly.
Johnny, why would the organization, even the fans, think that you will change? This won't happen again.
You know, I've by far, in a way, improved from where I was last year. Now, am I perfect by any means? No. But, you know, there has been improvement all the way around from, you know, the way I've conducted myself in the building, and for the majority of the time, the way I've conducted myself off the field. Now, there are obviously times where, you know, I need to be better and, like I said, act, you know, the way I want to each and every day, every second of every day, sure. But from where I was last year to where I am today, I'm still extremely proud of where I am.
How did you think that you could do what you did there in Austin and have it not come back?
You know, it's a lapse of judgment. I think that's just what it comes down to.
Do you think you should have needed another incident to get that kind of message through to you?
I don't know, but there's nothing you can do now to go back and change what happened.
Did you agree with Mike's decision to demote you?
You know, in Coach Pettine's mind, you know, he thought that that was necessary to get a harsh point across to me. Did I like it? No. Did I have to sit there with a bad taste in my mouth and accept the consequences for my action? Sure. You know, and I did, and I tried to help the guys out these past couple weeks as best I could, you know, and it was hard, you know, with going into the uncertainty of last week and not know what was going to happen either, and then have to sit another week. So, you know, I'm just sitting here today, very thankful to be back in this role, be back in front of these guys and be in the huddle calling the plays again and trying to, you know, go out and salvage what's left of the season and take some pride in these last four games.
How much could be repetitive? You had similar press conferences at the end of last season and then after last season ended, before this season, and during it again, and here we are.
You know, I think I've said pretty much, you know, I've answered, you know, the majority of the questions. I've answered those adequately. You know, for now, we do have a game this week, so, you know, as much as everybody wants to talk about what's gone on off the field and what's gone on in that regard, you know, we do play the Niners on Sunday at home. So, you know, I would love to sit here and talk to you guys about that, and I'll stay up here as long as you guys would like. But, you know, for the most part, I think I've answered, you know, the way that I wanted to about everything that happened the past weekends.
How do you think you're going to play Sunday? You've had these starts and stops, you know, where you play and then you have to wait to play again. So.
Sure, yeah. I think each and every time that I've got on the field, I've got a chance to go out and play better than I did before. I've showed improvement, at least in my eyes. I mean, there's going to be people that maybe think, you know, what they think, but every time I've gone out, I felt more comfortable and felt better prepared than I did the last time that I was on the field. So, you know, I don't expect that to be any different. Do I expect to come out and have the same numbers or have the same stats or anything like that? No, because each week is a week in its own. But at the same time, you know, I do expect to go out and have things slow down, continue to slow down, and continue to progress as a quarterback and play in this position.
Like you said, Johnny, it's a week at a time, but what do you hope to accomplish over these last 4 weeks? And do you at all look at this as like a last chance for you?
No, I haven't got that impression from this organization. These last 4 weeks for me are, you know, just a chance to go out and take pride in this job, in this position, and get these guys rallied around and try and provide a spark. I mean, there's no hiding the fact of what our record is and what position we sit in right now. I mean, we're on the clock as we speak, so, you know, that's not a very good position to be in. It's not where we wanted to be at the beginning of the year or what we hoped. But now it's a time to dig deep, and, you know, we still have a quarter of the season left, so we still have a chance to, you know, win some of these games. And it comes down to pride. I'm going to continue to say it over and over again. If people have pride in what they do and their craft, Coach Pat has talked about it. You know, I know from my standpoint, I can only speak for myself, but, you know, I'm completely bunkered in for these last 4 weeks. Going to come in here every day and give every ounce of energy that I have to trying to win these last four games. You know, whether the odds are against us, whether we're favored, whether we're, you know, huge dogs or whatever the case may be. You know, we need to win some of these games.
Given the level of competition that's coming up over these last 4 weeks, if you play well, do you think you will send a message to the franchise, given the competition, that you can be the quarterback of the future, or do you think it's going to take more than that?
I mean, I have to play. So, you know, obviously they want to see what they have in me, and the only way that they can do that is, you know, put me on the field on Sunday. So, you know, I'm excited to get these starts for the remainder of the season and, you know, put my total at 7 or 8 starts over the past couple of years. But for me, my progression as a quarterback, it's another time to go out with these guys and try and get a win and put our team and our offense in a position to score more points than they do.
Johnny, it seems like a week doesn't go by where Jerry Jones doesn't mention your name on his radio show. And we know his history on draft day. Is there any a feeling inside of you that might be a better scenario for you, your career to maximize?
I'm not giving up on myself being here. You know, that's been talked about since, you know, the day I came out of the end of the draft, leaving A&M. So, I mean, that's been talked about pretty consistently since then, you know. But, you know, I'm not giving up on my situation here. I was brought here, and I believe I still have people in this organization that want me to be here, and, you know, I'm still here for a reason. So, you know, I'm here now and controlling what I control, and that's going out on Sunday and trying to play well. That's what it comes down to. I want to play well and, you know, still have a lot to prove in this league. Obviously, I haven't really done anything, so... No, that's my focus.
How much did it hurt not to be able to play on that Monday night game?
Yeah, it sucked.
You have a lot of injury situations on that offense that you didn't have when you played well, against the Steelers. So how are you going to cope with that situation?
You know, I got faith in those guys that are in there with us. You know, I know TP's obviously a new addition, and we don't know if he'll be up this week or – I mean, you look at Jennings. Look at, you know, Darius Jennings last week and what he did coming in from a practice squad role to really performing on Sunday and doing some good things for us. So, you know, I have faith that, you know, Joker and Wilbert and Kev and Flip and all of us are going to have, you know, be on the same page offensively. And, you know, would it be nice to have some of those guys back? Sure. But, you know, we can only play with whoever we have on Sunday. And, you know, I know whoever's in there is going to go and fight extremely hard. So, you know, I don't have any doubts about those guys coming in and playing hard.
Johnny, the whole world has heard that you weren't honest with the coaches. Do you think you can win their trust back after going through that?
You know, I think what was said between me and Coach Pettin and Flip and Kevin, you know, stays in that room. You know, I'm a firm believer in what Coach Pett has preached, and that's, you know, there's certain things that are family business and stay within this organization, and that's one of them. You know, what I told them is, you know, between me and them, you know, I don't know how certain things got out or what certain people say, but I know what I told Coach Pettin and Flip and Kevin when I was in that room, and, you know, that's going to stay family business, and I'm not going to speak on it any further.
Do you think you can get your mind right and block out all these distractions and everything that you've been through over the past, you know, few weeks, months, or whatever, and get your mind right to get in there and go play football?
Yeah, I'm not looking at it as anything else in the past. Like I said, I'm on the mindset of, you know, I put that behind me and I'm moving forward and really focusing on this San Francisco game plan and trying to go out and win. You know, trying to go out and put up more than 3 or 10 or 17 points or whatever we've put up in the last few games. You know, we need to perform better offensively and come out and, you know, it's a team sport. You know, it takes all 11 guys on offense, it takes all 11 guys on defense and all 11 on special teams to really make this thing work. So, you know, we want to come out and have a team game. And you know, I know from my end, I'm focused on this game plan and focused on this opponent. And, you know, like I said, we need to score more points than the other team.
Could you clarify whether you're bringing back the money sign, or was that just a happy birthday greeting that was on the internet?
Yeah, I think it was just a happy birthday thing on the internet. So that's kind of just a non-factor, at least from my point of view. I know you guys like to talk about it a lot, but, you know, I wouldn't look too much into it.